Spiritual maturity concerns of a lot. It consists of a lot of things. A lot of times we are tempted, and we can't overcome our temptation is because we don't know the word of God. We can't overcome temptation is because we're not grounded in the word of Jesus Christ. You know, the minute someone comes by, something comes by and tempt you, boom. Sin is like this. Once you dip, you're done. When you lust, you lose. That's it. Sin is sweet. And all of us should know about sin. All of us know about sin. The devil makes sin so sweet is that we can't get out of it. That's why the Bible tells you when you backslide, you carry back 7 more demons with you. He says the first time is hard enough to take you out of sin. But the second time, man, you know what God have to go through to get you back? It's a fight. It's a fight. You know, I've been around people that confess to be Christians and they backslide. You know how much time I ask them, come to church. I ain't coming to church, man. I got something to do. I go in this way. I go and do that. But before, when they were Christians, they were here. So church, if we want to stay on the right path of Jesus Christ, we got to put Jesus Christ ahead of our lives. He have to be the head of our lives in all things. We can't overcome temptations because we don't know how to. We don't know Jesus Christ. We're just like that two college students who was living in a dorm together. And a lot of you heard this story before. One guy had a car, and he named his car Shanita. And his friend asked him, why you name your car Shanita? He said, because she need a battery, she need tires, she need a spray job, she need water, she need this, she need that, and she need that. And that's the only time, that's what a lot of us have Jesus Christ for, a Shanita. We only know Jesus Christ when I need this, I need that, I need this, I need the other. We don't know God unless some trials or tribulations come by, or when we're out of money and we can't get what we want. We only know him when we're down and out. Then we go to him, oh Lord, I need this. I need that. Father, if you get me out of this problem today, I promise you I will serve you. We're just like that carpenter who was sliding off the roof, praying to God, please help me. Help me, Lord, while he's sliding. But one nail hook his pants. He said, that's okay, Lord. You ain't got to do it no more. The nail got me. Who put the nail in the way? If God didn't put the nail in the way, what would the same thing would happen? Hit the ground. God put things in our way to help us. God sends people by to help us. And we got to absorb what the people are saying. A lot of times we come to church, we're running up and down, we're walking up and down, we're talking, we're doing this, instead of we are sitting down and listening to what the man of God is saying, so that we can grasp on the word of God, so we can know what the word of God says. So when your time come, when you need what that man was saying, boy, I remember what he was saying, but I can't. It right to my tongue, but I can't say it. You ain't remember it. The Bible says in 1 John 2:14, it says, I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young man, because ye are strong, and the word of God abided in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Let me ask you this morning, church, have you overcome the wicked one this morning? Are you growing maturely? Are you growing spiritually? Are you spirit? Do you grow in Jesus Christ? He says, young man, because you are strong. Old man, because you know the word of God. Old man, you know the way. Are you leading the young man in the right direction? Young man, are you? Because when you are strong, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Young people, are you remembering your creator now? A lot of us are not growing spiritually. A lot of us still is immature Christians. And the reason for this is not, we are not able to receive strong doctrine. We're not able. We're not intensifying our faith. We say we have faith, but we're not using this. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. You see, a lot of us say, well, oh, I got faith to believe that God is going to do this for me, and God is going to do that, and God is going to do the next. But when time is starting to come, or draw nigh to the time when we need this thing to happen, we start to get scared. You know, the story about Lazarus, and I'm going to close with this morning, church. When the word came to Jesus, when Mary and Martha sent the messenger to Jesus, he said, your buddy Lazarus is sick. Say, come. Jesus said to his disciples, I ain't getting right now. I'm going to lay back for a while and finish doing what I have to do here. 4 days after, he decided to go. His disciples said to him, but Lord, Lazarus done dead by now. When he got there, they said, Jesus, if you was here earlier, Lazarus probably would have been alive. But he said to her, he said, Mary, look, just show me the grave. Show me the grave. That's all I want to know. Where is he buried? She said, but people say, but he already he's starting to stink now. He asked her, he said, do you believe that I am the Son of God? Do you believe in what I can do? I mean, this is the same Mary who anointed Jesus' feet, rubbing his feet with oil. She believed in him all that time, but now comes to her brother dead because he's dead. She still don't have the strong belief that Jesus Christ could raise him from the dead. And this is what happens in a lot of us as Christian believers. You know, we see God do certain things in our lives, but we don't think that God could do other things. So we take it upon our own strength and ability to do it by ourselves. And what happened? We failed. We go out there and go out there and go do and go do and go do and go do. And it never comes to pass. That's why we're not waiting on God. Allow God to do his things. Back to the story. Jesus says, show me the grave. And let me tell you something, church. Going to school, you know, if Jesus were to say, come forward, everyone out of the grave would have come forward. And you know, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. I come to tell you this morning, church, isn't it great when God is 4 days late, but guess what? He's still on time. He's still on time. He's seldom early, but he's never late. Whenever things happen in your life, whenever time it happens, that's the time God wants that to happen. It's not about you. Jesus said, look here, I'm not going right now for me to get the glory. I can wait 4 days so my Father which is in heaven could get the glory out of what I'm going to do right now. You see, Jesus didn't just do it for a show. He did it so people can see that God is still real. Because a lot of people there, it's just like when he was healing Jairus' daughter. He said, she's only sleeping. The people start to laugh. Tell them, get them out. Get them out, they're wicked. Get them out. And he touched her. Get up, child. Jesus can do all things. And you got to press towards the mark. In order to grow spiritually, in order to mature in the word of God, you got to read God's word, you got to study, and you got to pray. And you see, you just can't do it once, and that's it. You remember Daniel? He prayed 3 times a day. Because why? He wanted to grow. And more and more he prayed, the more he grew. You see, if Daniel wasn't praying, when those people threw him in the lion's den, he'd been a dead man. But he knew within himself that God could have done it. Let us stand to our feet this morning. Let me ask you a question this morning.